From WCRS News, this is 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. This 102.1 Focus is sponsored by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers to give the gift of blood. You can go to their website at www.theredcross.org for more information. Welcome to 102.1 Focus. I'm Tyrone Capers. Glad you're joining me. We're producing another segment on another domestic segment on parents and teenagers. And our special guest from the National Youth Advocate Program, Leandra Capers. She's a Capers too, and that's a good thing. Leandra, on the behalf of 102.1 Focus, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Just tell our listeners, Leandra, how long has the National Youth Advocate Program been around?
The National Youth Advocate Program has been around for 35 years, since 1978.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do you do for the program?
I am the Parent Advocate Connections Coordinator, so that's a volunteer program with our families there at the National Youth Advocate Program.
Okay. And who founded the program?
The founder of the National Youth Advocate Program is Dr. Mubarak Awad. He founded the organization in response to the high number of youth being held in secure facilities here in Ohio.
Okay. Is he from Ohio?
No, he's not from Ohio. He's from the Middle Eastern area of the world.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And how does the National Advocate Program help parents here in Central Ohio?
Well, we have a lot of different programs that help families and parents. One of the programs is, of course, the Parent Advocate Connections Program, which is the program I'm the coordinator of. But we also have community-based mental health services, family preservation, parenting education with our parenting coach, and alcohol and drug counseling.
Okay.
We also have our care management program, which serves families that are referred to us by Franklin County Children's Services.
Okay. Go back to the first program you said you were doing.
The Parent Advocate Connections Program.
Okay, that's the one you do.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well,
with that program.
That program is for our families that are referred to our care management program by Franklin County Children's Services. So what we do is link volunteer mentors up with the parents of our program to be a support for the families.
Okay. Yes. How are they referred to you program?
They're referred through Franklin County Children's Services. They are referred to our care management program. And from that program, the family case managers refer some of the families over to us for the Parent Advocate Connections Program.
Okay, is it kids that are coming from troubled homes? Or?
Well, the families are referred, the parents are actually referred. And these families have children in foster care or at risk of going into foster care. So they are families that are at risk.
At risk families.
Yes, at risk families, yes.
Okay, and what's the next program?
Our community-based mental health service program.
Community-based?
Yes, mental health service. Yes.
That sounds interesting. What just do you do with that?
Well, we have a number of different programs with that, but they usually serve families or parents or children that want mental health services.
Okay.
You know, throughout the community. They are self-referrals or referred from other community organizations.
Okay. You know what type of mental health services specifically?
Well, we do have AOD or alcohol and drug.
Alcohol and drug.
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about what that entails?
I'm not exactly sure everything that entails, okay. But we do have that population and we do serve that population.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. And what else?
We also just do overall mental health services.
Overall mental health
services. Yes. Overall mental health counseling and therapy.
Okay. And what was the next program?
The next program is the family preservation. Program.
Preservation.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, that program is to help families stay together. Again, they're at-risk families. And this program is to help them to stay together as a family unit and help that family to build stronger bonds to keep them connected.
What kind of things would they do as far as try to structure keeping the family together?
One of the things they would probably try to do is therapy if the family needs that. You know,
okay.
If one of the members or all of the members need that, they would use that or utilize that service in the family preservation program.
Okay. Are there any other specific tools they might use?
There are a number of tools, and I apologize. I'm not extremely familiar with all that program entails, okay. But yes.
What other programs does the Advocate program offer, Youth Advocate program offer?
We also offer emergency shelter care for kids in the Columbus area. Also, our PASS program, which is Positive Adolescent Sexuality Service, as well as our CANI program, which is Constant and Never-Ending Improvement, that program.
Okay. So, you said the Positive Sexuality?
Positive Adolescent Sexuality Services.
Okay, that sounds like a mouthful. Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. That program serves youth, adolescents that have had some history with some type of sexual abuse, whether they were the victims or the perpetrators. So, you know, there are services around that for that particular youth.
Okay. And what was the other one you mentioned?
The CANI program, the Constant and Never-Ending Improvement Program.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, that program is also for youth within the Columbus area. And they are kids that have had problems with aggression and violence and things like that. So they work with them to help them reintegrate into the community, but as positive members of the community.
Okay.
Yes.
What type of services, any other services do you offer for teens that are having a hard time focusing on, you know, keeping the family together?
Mm-hmm. Well, like our emergency shelter care, and that's for kids that maybe have no place to go, or they've worn out their welcomes, or, you know, anything could have happened, but they're in our emergency shelter care just to have a place to stay and food to eat.
Okay. So. Are you seeing a lot of teenagers come from broken homes that are end up homeless?
We do. We see a lot of families, a lot of kids from those families with nowhere to go, and maybe they don't have family support. So, you know, they turn to organizations such as the National Youth Advocate Program.
Okay. Do you know of any of the children ending up in, you hear a lot lately about teenagers ending up with the human trafficking issues. Do any of your child clients come from that background or been involved in that?
Not that I know of. Okay. I'm not sure about that, but okay. I could definitely get back with you on that because, you know, we do have...
You hear a lot of that.
Right, that is...
With a lot of the younger people being on the street and when they don't have any families.
Right, these are people that they feel they can turn to, but these people aren't really for them. Okay. So, right.
Let's see. Going back to teens, also, does the program deal with anything with teenagers dealing with gangs and?
Well, one of the programs, our CANI program,
gun violence.
Mm-hmm. Like our CANI program, we work with children that have had history of violence and aggression and anger. So that's an intensive program that works with male and females, just helping them with their aggression and encouraging them and encouraging family involvement and community support.
Okay. Do you know any other structure tools that you might use to try to bring, help children work out their aggression or their anger?
Well, I believe that they have classes where they're all together in a group, and they're for every two workers, there's no more than 10 kids in that cohort, that group. So, you know, they work with them on different things, and it's an intensive program. So, I mean, they have a number of different tools.
Okay.
Yes.
Why do you think there is a need for this type of program in our community?
These programs, in my opinion, are needed because many families are disjointed and dysfunctional.
Okay.
And in these types of family units, the children suffer. And a lot of times, if they don't have an intervention or some type of help, that cycle will continue. So,
yeah, you're right about that. Violence with our teens, especially in the African-American community. Is there a specific type of program or anything you have to address that?
We do, again, like a lot of our children's programs, our CANI program, but just overall our programs are geared towards family and family engagement and community support. So overall our programs are geared towards working with families and helping each individual in that family, whether it's the child, the teenager, or the parents.
Okay. What do you think some of the breakdown in family is today? Why is some of that going wrong? Do you have, just want to share a little bit on that?
Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of families lack support. And if there is a family unit, you know, they lack support. Some kids don't really have family members that are supportive. I also feel that they lack a lot of visible role models. Okay. So, and, you know, like with our Parent Advocate Connections program, I think that's the way that members of our community can be both supports and role models for families, you know, okay. in our programs, in our communities.
I agree. I agree a lot. Parent Advocate Program, why is that so important?
Well, this program is important because it links those volunteers with families, okay. and these families need that support. So overall, this program is very important because these parents are learning different skills and experiencing different things that they can show their children. But overall, it's a supportive relationship, which a lot of times they do lack.
Okay. Trying to find ways to deal with troubled teens, what advice could you give parents on when if they're dealing with a troubled teenager in today's, you know, dealing with today's issues?
Okay. Well, one thing I would say is to communicate with your child and listen to your child. Okay. I would also say that there are, you know, a number of different programs out in the community, such as our organization. But there are a number of different programs to work with families. So I would say don't give up on yourself as a parent. Also, don't give up on the kids. But also communicate with the kids and listen to them.
Okay. Do you have any other referral agencies that you work with here in the Central Ohio community?
Well, the one we do receive referrals from the Franklin County Children's Services.
Okay. Program. And how are they supportive in what you do?
Well, it's a grant-based funded program.
Okay.
So they refer some families over to us, and we work with those families on their needs and help them in the different ways that we can with helping them in-house and if we need to refer out.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are you planning any fundraising events for your organization or?
Right now we don't have any fundraising events, but we are always taking donations.
Okay.
You could definitely refer to our website, www.nyap.org. That's NYAP.org. So.
Okay. And repeat that.
That's www.nyap.org. That's NYAP.org. Or you could also call our 24-hour line to get more information about our organization. And that number is 1-877-NYAP-CAN, NYAPCAN. So, again, that number is 1-877-692-7226.
Okay, and then are there any community events planned to bring more awareness to the National Youth Advocate Program?
Right now, we don't have any community events planned, but again, we're always taking donations, and we're always looking for volunteers, especially for our Parent Advocate Connections Program. People feel that they could be a support to someone if maybe they've been in a situation like this themselves at one time, and they could help someone else. We encourage them to contact us to be a support for families.
Okay, and yes. One more time. What do you want to tell parents if they're dealing with troubled teens?
I would like to tell parents to contact us. You could give us a call at 1-877-NYAP-CAN, NYAP, 1-877-NYAP-CAN. And again, listen to your child and communicate with the child.
Communication is the key.
Communication is the key. Don't give up on the children and okay. don't give up on yourself.
I like that. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, it's been great talking to you from the National Youth Advocate Program. Leandra Capers, thank you so much for being a special guest on 102.1 Focus.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. This 102.1 Focus was sponsored by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers to give the gift of blood. Go to the website at www.theredcross.org for more information. This 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers is a production of WCRS News.